Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Matt Mervis hit his second home run in 2 games with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp last night. Choose the right team to root for, man. Just choose the right team. You want to talk Panthers? I'll talk Panthers if you want. But Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, they put up a 7 spot on Durham last night. Mervis, second ding dong in as many nights. I mean, Marlins made a mistake. Can I tell you?
Durham's pitcher was 72 years old and he was throwing 72 miles per hour.
Yeah, right. I mean, I watched the game. I don't know if you watched it on the airplane, but I watched the game. And when I say I watched the game, I saw a box score while I was at Funky Buddha.
You did now, watch.
Lord of Panthers, that's the one that got away. Man. I wonder if we're going to rue this game, if the Panthers are going to rue this game, because that's the one that got away. How many times have the Panthers had a 3-1 lead on anyone as late as the second period and given up that lead this season? I don't. It has to be one, two times?
Zero.
Zero?
They have the stat on ESPN. They have never given up a 3-1 lead after having a 3-1 lead in the second or third period.
That was, but I'm telling you, that's going to be the one that you talk about that got away. You had that stolen game in Edmonton in your hands, and you just let it slip away. And it, not by any real fault. I mean, it happens. You're playing a really good team. And I don't know if you were able to watch it on the airplane, but that Thomas Nosek had an unfortunate delay of game penalty in overtime. He's not trying to launch the ball into the stands and get the penalty. He's trying to launch the puck against the glass, and it just goes into the stands, and they end up. I mean, you saw what was going on in that overtime period. Both teams were playing tight. No one wanted to give the other team a one-man advantage, and I had a feeling it was going to go 2 or 3 overtimes because no one was going to make a mistake, and Nosek, unfortunately, launched that puck into the stands. But, you know, again, that wasn't intentional. I don't blame him for it. In fact, I watched Paul Maurice after the game. I'll tell you what he said later on. But he, you know, he was like, hey, you know, happens.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not just being, you know, Florida Panther homer guy. They had to work so damn hard to get that win. They can't do that. They can't do that for 4 games. The Panthers were dominating them physically. They got up fast early. Like, when I turned on the game probably midway through the second period, they were grinding back like it was a game 7. The Panthers are a better team than them, but I'll tell you one thing, that damn Draisaitl and Connor McDavid are amazing damn players, they can't play that many minutes as long as they do. I still believe in the Panthers 100%.
Well, so I'm kind of with you. I believe in the Panthers. I think they're a better team. But when it comes down to a finals like this, every mistake gets magnified. And I've made this analogy about MJ and Connor McDavid, but you saw it last night in overtime with Dreisaitl and McDavid. I mean, there was the little 1-2 punch there. You make a mistake in overtime, you're going to pay for it against a team like that. So I'm with you. I think the Panthers have a better team. And yes, Edmonton did have to grind, but the way that it happened last night was the way that I've been asking our analysts all week long, which is this one of those games, one of those series where Connor McDavid says, yeah, I was there last year and we lost and I'm not letting it happen again. And so, yes, they had to grind, but this is the exact time. It's LeBron down to the Warriors 3-1, right? Where he just goes, yeah, I may have to grind now for four straight, but it's not happening on my watch again. That's the part. What to me, what transpired last night was the thing I've been talking about all week, which is, hey, is this just one of those situations where MJ, Connor McDavid, says, it ain't happening. Not on my watch. And they came back 3-1. Like you said, Panthers have not given up that lead this season. Gave up a 3-1 lead and losing overtime. I'm not nervous, by the way. I think they're very evenly matched. Like, I'm not nervous. But last night, to me, was the game that you steal. You had an opportunity to steal it.
LeBron can play 48. Connor McDavid can't play three straight periods. True. They have to have the rotation. They have to give him a blow. That's the difference. And I'm with you. Bro, this man, I hate him because he's so good and he gets in our way every year. But I can't see him doing this. We talked to somebody and they brought up the third period of game 7 last year. He was like, Dreisaitl and Connor McDavid were exhausted. They had nothing left in the tank. We have to get it to game 7, game 6, game 7. They're going to run out of juice. I've watched this movie. If we win game 1 or game 2, it doesn't matter. I think we're coming back down here 1-1. Now we got home ice. We're good to go.
Well, I agree with you. You come back 1-1. It's more than you expect, and it's great. I'm just a little leery that last night was the night that you steal the game. I'm like the notion of doing that again. Panthers played a good game. The notion of doing that again tomorrow night in Edmonton, and by the way, if Stuart Skinner continues to play well for Edmonton, like that was what we were kind of considering the weaker link, right? You have Sergei Bobrovsky. He's a better goalie than Stuart Skinner, but Stuart Skinner was very good last night. So I don't know, just a little leery. Again, not nervous. If the Panthers came home down 2-0, would you be nervous?
No.
Neither would I.
No, because now we got two at home. Now, if we go down 3-0 or 3-1 going back to Edmonton, now I'm worried. But, yeah, they hold court, then we come home and hold court, and we're good to go. And we're better on the road, which is always weird to me. We're better on the road in the playoffs this season.
Which is why you have to win game 2.
And it's why the Panthers last night win that game 99 of 100 times.
Yeah.
It's the only part that makes me nervous. Like, everything that they needed to do kind of went their way, and they still ended up losing to a very, let's not forget, a very good Edmonton team.
If they're down 0-2 coming home,
I'd say,
I don't know, man. I wouldn't feel good about that. If they lose game 2, like you ask Crowder, he would be nervous. Hawk, I would be nervous.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm nervous today.
I feel like down 0-2, you're okay, because it's the way it's supposed to play out.
Not in hockey.
Yeah, you got sweet tea in your bloodstream. Man, you're at their house, they hold court. You're at your house, you hold court. That's how it's supposed to go. Solana, we went to game 7 last year. Would I be surprised if we go to game 7? No. Where did we win game 7 last year?
Yeah, I get it. Well, no, it was in Florida. It was in Florida. It was in Sunrise. You don't want to play a game 7 in Edmonton? And by the way, I was reading some stats.
Now,
I was reading some stats, Crowder, in The Athletic.
We're better on the road.
Yeah, but man, this is a different animal, man.
But that's why you should win that game last night. You're better on the road. This is why the Panthers have had an easy time on the road, because they win that game last night. You know what I mean? They played well. They had a 3-1 lead, which has been insurmountable for the Panthers. And then even in overtime, like I said, they did everything right. That Nosek delay of game penalty, like, that's not anyone's fault, you know? Like, it just happens sometimes that the puck gets away.
Well,
it's his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault, Hawk. I mean, keep the puck in play, brother. I don't know what to tell you.
So Hawk, hit the glass. You're a professional. But no, Hawk, you said everything went right for the Panthers in the first two periods. I would say everything went right for Edmonton in the third and overtime. So I would look at it where they were reeling to try to get back in the game. They end up winning it with a BS, you know, what is it, delay a game call.
I don't know. I'm just a little concerned that we're going to rue the game that got away when the series is over, that you'll look back at game one and say that one should have been in the W column for the Panthers and didn't end up being. Anyway, we're going to talk about it today. Mike Cugno is going to join us from Edmonton. He was there last night. He's at the rink right now. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today, as always on Thursdays. The NBA Finals get underway tonight. OKC, big, big favorites. And Indiana steal a game tonight. And we had a great time last night at Funky Buddha. We had our watch party there. It was mobbed, and everyone was having a great time. Half the place cleared out at the end of regulation. Everyone decided, oh, going to go watch overtime at home. So it was like me, Lori, Ryan from Funky Buddha, just sitting alone at the bar, watching the first overtime dwindle down, thinking that you're going to a second overtime, and walking out of there with a sad Aperol spritz. But thank you to everyone who came out to Funky Buddha last night. Thank you to Funky Buddha. Everybody was real nice. We had a great time. I'll talk more about that later as well. We'll start, though, with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The most disappointing part last night was not the Nosek penalty. It wasn't the Draisaitl game winner in overtime. It was the fact that the Oilers won and we didn't even get another set of boobs.
I don't think that was in the Panthers series, though, last year.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Western Conference Finals, but so what?
You know, you set a standard. Set the standard.
She's been notoriously quiet.
Well, but she loud at that point, or she was just half naked?
She was just having a little fun at the game. Got caught up in it.
I'm not pushing back.
Well, somebody find her.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.